receptive this morning to giving details on an interim agreement. I told them,
we just couldn't stand here on this. You just can't say, for example, for them to come in and rent, which is obvious from what I have seen, kind of conception or reason, and come in, they want more money. They're not going to get them. They're not going to get it with not offer anything, because we've done it for 4 years, and nothing has happened. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to force them, but we can't be in a position of saying to the Congress, look, more planes, what about we settle with them? They ought to get, they get enough, they need it. I asked Hal, you said to get to ask him, you know, whether it's like balance, whether they could like any and all of their enemies, provided the Soviet stays out for 5 years without any more fight. He said the advantage is enormous. But they won't admit it. Which is a great tribute to how good they are. At least that's his analysis for everyone.
They're certainly superior now. Depends how much the Russians put in. That's really what it depends on.
That's what Holmes pointed out. He said that the Russians, particularly the personnel, will get the chairs. And what Holmes just points seems to be that we're all aware of. It's really just so damn good with what they have. They're damn poor, stupid neighbors. Can't act without the Russians.
Well, if they don't get any planes, then they're going to be bastards in negotiations. So the question is.
That's the point. No, I'm all for a quid pro quo. I mean, we got to. But you see, before we said give them the planes and keep giving them so that they will not be bastards in negotiations. We give them the planes and they show them bastards in negotiations.
Yeah, well,
up to this point.
With the Jordanians, with the Egyptians, neither side has really done anything. But I agree that they have.
If I or they, I do the same thing, but it's a position that we can't be in because of other games we're playing. And we're saying that's the question.
I agree with all that. Now, if we could get them to sign on to some general principles, then we could trigger the interim agreement.
Well, you know very well that the interim agreement. We can't say they've got to realize that Egyptians get around to it. They'll be able to live in that bit and argue about it for 3 or 4 years and sometimes. That's my evaluation.
Now, if we could get some general principles,
I think that's why
avoid some of the issues.
The other all were significant because, well, we'll see how significant they were. Well, Iran needs to know what to say today.
I sent it in by cable, and he wants to talk on the secure line, and we haven't been able to establish that yet. My impression is that they're caving. I mean, now they have said that as soon as we agree to make the security of their people in South Vietnam the first item of the agenda on the military commission.
I told you about that earlier. I made this picture right here. I don't know.
My feeling, Henry, is that if Well,
they are dying to get the Economic Commission organized.
Well, let me ask you this. Forget your first. You did send a message indicating that we would go forward with the commission, that we would.
Now, what I've done on the Economic Commission, I've told Sullivan to give them all the details, but then to express as his personal opinion that it was never made unless the prisoners. That Sullivan should say that it's his, Sullivan's personal view that he's giving them for their education. Now, they know that this won't be his personal view alone.
Yeah.
But given the Economic Commission, given the fact that we start picking up the mines and that that they're jeopardizing our going out.
Yeah. Incidentally, I told Ron not to have Richardson. I don't think Richardson that should escalate. Yeah. I don't think he should confirm that or deny it. I believe in this that we ought to handle the way we did the December bombing. I'd say a goddamn thing.
Well, Richardson
already did it.
No, they're in a holding pattern. There's no problem. But Richardson, we agree, should not go today.
The question, I don't think we ought to escalate the rhetoric at this point. Do you feel I should go out and act on
it? No, it's up to you.
I think this, though, if I read
you're going to win this one.
If I read the news summary this morning, it looked like we were acting. Because you know, it looked like we, I know it must have irritated that Bill Rogers was saying, but that we had directed him.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Oh, and another news story is that the mood suddenly changed in Paris. But
we follow you?
I think it's helpful. The news.
Not only do you have the story of the mood changed in Paris, but you have a story of Al's agreements with that silver fox and some of the bitches. He is so dying. Because he wants this to fail. But it's not failing.
Is it not failing? The North Vietnamese need this conference more than we do.
And the South Vietnamese need our aid.
And the South, I've had Bunker in to see, as you had directed, to see you. And he made a very tough presentation. I don't know yet what you were going to do.
About the handling of the.
Well, about the security of the. Yeah.
Exactly. That is.
And I told him.
Software, give it to him. And also, on the other thing, for Christ's sake, cool it between now and the time the prisoners are out. His ass, that's, remember I told you, it just predicted. Henry, goddamn it, the questions around God remaining, they wanted to put the B on you for stopping the prisoners.
He's so dumb because the North Vietnamese are going to be out of there anyway by the end of March. And why he doesn't treat them with kid gloves is beyond my understanding.
He's got that message to him.
Yep.
And to stop these damn demonstrations.
And above all. And to stop this military operation, because the truth is 80% of the ceasefire violations are South Vietnamese. Now, if you put it in a bigger context of infiltrating personnel and so forth, they're on
the other side of the country. Well, they're both breaking, but didn't expect this.
Well, they're both Vietnamese.
Didn't we expect a lot of that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
And yet, you look at it, and I'm just talking about some of our press friends are saying that a month later, the body is buried, and that the war is worse than it ever was. Now, bullshit. What are they talking about? You look at that level, of incidents. You know what those incidents are.
Minor incidents is rifle fire. Major incidents has one or two artillery.
That's right. But my point is, and the casualties are what I look at. And the casualties are goddamn low.
It is true that South Vietnamese Air Force is making 300 training flights a day.
It's great. I'm all for it.
They're flying more now than they ever did. They are a bunch of bastards, both of them. But I think they're going to win this, and your decision is, do you want to go out today or look back on it Monday? Because it's certainly going to be done by the weekend.
Well,
I think that's it.
I'm sure you are. My feeling is that our style is one that's been pretty good throughout here. I'm sort of playing it cool, and I don't go out and yam, and this and that. I look back, I was reading a rather strange little book, not very poorly written, but very, very much to the point, and I'll give you a copy of it. Apparently, it was put out, and apparently the Kennedys suppressed it. They bought all the copies. The only copy.
structures. The other stuff is going to come out. The other stuff is going to come out. It's already out with troop patrol. It will certainly be out with mining by the end of the week.
Right.
By Monday, I'm sure you can look back on it.
Say yes, sir. You see, otherwise, Henry, I'll be involved if I went out today for 80% of the time. Hang with her on, well, is a ceasefire, and are you discouraged? And this is going to happen again. Monday, if this does work out, I'll say, well, yes, we had a problem. It's not worked out. Now we're going to go forward. It's going to have other problems in the future. Now, what's your next question? The other thing, too, is that the other reason I don't want to go out today is that they're going to hammer on aid. I cannot talk about aid. It's going to be hard to do that anyway. But I can never talk about it while the prisoners were in impasse. See my point? Even though I was confident. So don't you agree we should go Monday?
I think it's better, unless you have some reason for going today. My instinct is it's better to go
Monday. No reason to go today because of the fact that we have so much.
Okay, well, the Richardson's not going today, and the president won't. The question is, how should Freehan position us today? Now, there are three options I've talked to Jerry. One is he's going to ask, has the countdown by the withdrawal, has that been stopped? He can say yes to that. He'll get another question. Has the mining been suspended? He can say yes to that and provide no details. The second option is to say yes to both of those things. We have a few details.
Well,
the third option is to say no comment. Third option is to say, gentlemen, our interest is in getting the prisoners of war back. Our people served enough.
Yes,
today.
I'm not going to comment upon what that's. I kind of work the way you want. I don't want them. Listen, the minute he says the mining and the rest, then that puts it to them on a face-saving basis that I don't think we need to do.
He can get away with the third one and be the best.
Well, he can get away. Yeah,
because the other side
knows what they're directed to say. That is the director to say, gentlemen. I'm not going to comment on that. I have no comment on that. I'm not going to comment on it one way or the other. I can only say that we consider it for the president's direction. It's the highest priority to get our prisoners back. And obviously, the continuation of our obligations under the agreement rests on that. How about saying that? Of our other obligations, are you well, now what's the freedom? But have you removed them? Are you have you delayed the removing of the line? I have no comment.
Of course, you delayed it. I'm not going to comment on it. He can say, gentlemen, I first of all make the point of interest in getting the POWs back to place to discuss these matters. The JMC and Secretary Rogers are doing it in Paris, create that setting, and then say, I'm not going to comment on activities or lack thereof.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to comment on activities one way or another. I have no comment that we are or are not doing anything except to say that our highest priority here and we are doing what we believe is necessary. We will do it.
Can they say we're not interested in a public debate?
Yeah, that is. We're not interested in escalating the rhetoric on this. We believe this is going to work out. Why doesn't he say that? Or do you want him to say that?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Does anyone say that?
Yeah.
Ron could say custody and delist. I think there's nothing. I don't see that the bandits, if they have to yield before the end of March.
Well, they got one day.
Well, no, that's the end of February, but they have to yield.
Oh.
I mean, the most they can delay it is 30 days. They know this is the one thing on which you can tick over everything.
With American public opinion,
you can bomb them again, you can put in mines again, you can set them back another 6 months.
That's right.
Well,
this time we'll start with the Stone Age.
They won't.
Let me tell you, if the bombing goes again, I think we're talking about a long possibility, but if they screw up this prisoner thing, we'll find out where the goddamn prison camp is, and then, I really mean, it's got to be, there's got to be no screwing around.
Dying
is everything else. But that's it.
So we have that. They want that international conference to succeed. There is no way we can sign that final document if our prisoners aren't coming back.
When is that going to be signed?
Friday. So they've picked a bad week. All the pressures are against them. The Russians and Chinese aren't going to let that conference.
You don't think it'd be useful if the Russians are here? I don't know. Don't ask. I wouldn't be all that eager for the Russians and the Chinese on this either. What do you think?
It's got to end. There's just no way it cannot end.
Of course, the Russians and the Chinese may be talking about it, but we've got to put the screws in the tube. What they said, however, they stated that the diary on the side of them was rather interesting. It was for one of them, the effect that there had to be an indication of goodwill on our part as we were there.
Oh, yeah. They've really reduced their demands. All they've asked for now, if the press is to be believed, is that we put the security of their people as number one on the agenda. Well, that's easy.
In the James. That's right. You sent a message indicating we would do something in the next quarter, did you?
I'll do that today.
I think you said we will assume responsibility on that particular issue. Right.
Now, if I go out and say we, number of provisions, highest priorities, we said yesterday, POWs, that's what our objective is, to get the POWs back according to schedule. We're confident that Hanoi will comply because their interests would not be served.
I say we believe.
We believe.
We're confident.
We
least all the public will know, is the president over the drafters to do something, and it happened. Now it happened, all these cute details. Then we'll put out, after it's done,
right. We
will put out that you ordered a stop of withdrawal, you ordered a stoppage of...
Even though that's already started to leak, this letter leak, the rock, he just reduced it. Be enigmatic.
That's right.
Be enigmatic as hell.
And Congress, no one is going to take you on for a while. This thing is going to get solved. It's going to be another one of the indications that's in your challenge. You know what you're doing. There's just no basis for them to face us down on this.
But it does show what real bastards they are. It does show both sides. I realize that. But come on. Jill was a bastard. Let's face it. God damn him. He was a bastard right up to the time this was signed.
That's right.
He was stopped and transigent. That's the way the Vietnamese and South, all Vietnamese are. And the way we handle them is be tough as hell. There is no other way. They say they're Asians and say, I agree that face saving nonsense. I think it's just as, I think the way to do is to be tough privately. Very tough privately. Publicly act as if we're not doing anything.
Exactly.
It impresses them a little.
Exactly.
You agree with that?
Absolutely. And you'll be fairly tough publicly too. Just not go through all the details. Not be as tough publicly as you were privately.
Did you, in that connection, whatever you might say about this little book that was impressive? Maybe you have written on this plan. I think the great mistake of the Kennedy period was the overblown rhetoric. I mean, his rhetoric with regard to Berlin before the wall was built. I mean, the freedom of the city is not negotiable. And the wall was built. He said this is a great defeat for the communists.
Yeah.
Not for Christ's sakes. That was bullshit. And then making all those brave and bold statements, you know, about what we were going to do here, what we were going to do there, and then whack back down. His first meeting with Khrushchev, God, from what I can see, Khrushchev must have trembled on him.
It was totally unprepared for one thing. You've never gone into a meeting where you didn't have some feel for what was going to happen. They just shot off to Vienna without any idea of what Khrushchev was going to say. They had no idea he was going to spring a Berlin ultimatum. I mean, the Russians know if they sprung something on you that you weren't prepared for, I mean, that they had warned you about, that'd be a goddamn risky course. Second, he had no strategy at all. He was sucking it out. He sent Thompson running after Khrushchev, who was on a tour of Siberia, to be able to permit him to deliver a letter. You would never do that.
Well, another thing I read through this too was the way that he sent Bobby out on that Indonesian campus. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If Kennedy had lived.
And what he did to the Dutch on West Erie, for Christ's sake, the Dutch, the Indonesians didn't have any damn right to that, whatever.
If Kennedy had lived, there's no question that Sukarno and the communists would have won in Indonesia.
There's no question. Because nobody would have backed Suharto.
No, and Kennedy had the intention of going to Indonesia early in 64. This would have given a tremendous boost to Sukarno. The generals would have been discouraged.
Yeah.
It was close as it was. A little more, and Brazil would be left today.
Yeah.
They were all out backing Kula.
Sure. Well, another thing, Henry, all the way through this, I read in their meetings, the Security Council was a huge number of people that he had, and he discussed this with a great number of people. And when I think of that Cuban Missile Crisis, of course, everybody said this is when he faced them down, everything. Kennedy should never been allowed to happen. And after he did, and to tie the Turkish basis to it,
the Turkish should never have been allowed to happen. over to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Mathematical, and here's fairly, here's Kennedy talking about going to the moon as if it were an apocalyptic event. Never does he say, we're going to do this. No, it's the America, the dream, and always this exalted language. And,
well, I suppose we don't have enough exalted language. That's what people say.
I know, Mr. President, you are in good public shape right now.
We have better government. I'll get this little book out when I finish. It's only about 100 pages.
And I used to get dozens of letters a week, of which 80% were against you. Now I get every letter I get is favorable to you.
Well, you'll get a few now because of the president. Well, I don't think it's true. You know, I'll tell you what is happening. Too, though a lot of it was his advisors. I looked at him, and what I
as exalted as his rhetoric was on a day-to-day basis. And again, in that Bailey book, he has all the speeches he gave in the week before he was assassinated. And there was no crisis, there was nothing going on. And he gets all this exalted. Of course, history preserved him. If he had survived by 65, he would have been in worse shape than Johnson was. Because people were just getting tired when he got
in. It was hard to get tired of it because Henry, he had a clack in the press. You have to realize you citing Crowley Evans, at one point Joel Son, and of course Walter Cronkite, the TV people just moved over. And that clack was powerful. It was powerful.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, but still with no achievement. I think the public would have got that. No, that's our disadvantage.
They've got friends, they give us hell too, and I don't object to it. I don't believe in the pandering press. I don't believe in it. But I do believe, I just do believe in a single standard. I believe in a fair press. We haven't had that. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Right, tell us when we're wrong. But also, is that the problem? Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Press, basically, Henry, has been shameful in its handling, not of us, but of this war. It's been shameful. There were a lot of mistakes made, let's face it, long before we got here. And the rest, but the guy that always came down to the side of the enemy used to be an unconscionable man.
Califano was yesterday at a dinner that Rabin gave for Mrs. Mayer, and I have never gone to the Israeli embassy, but my Rogers had to pull out because of being at the conference.
Sure.
Well, no, as a matter of principle, I have
to. No, but you should go when he's out.
But when he was out, Rabin said it would make a bad impression if Califano was there. And I said, you know, it really makes me sick. I said, it makes me sick when I see the liberals. He said, the Democrats think they've got us now, they hate to Vietnam. I said, well, you fellows made it impossible for us to conduct the war, so you may make it impossible for us to conduct the peace. But I think it's a disgrace. We don't justify this on human grounds, but you are the people who were pleading for humanity. How can you do this? Califano said, we weren't pleading for humanity. We wanted to have people not go into Vietnam anymore. It was a draft issue, and you had it killed anyway. Cynical. program, and he's a selfish man. Every droplet I've ever taken up
with his problem is he's small.
Yeah,
it's a petty thing to say. It's selfish.
Yeah. It's a small man.
Now, that doesn't leave a hell of a lot. You know, the only one that really leaves, we have to face with this viable president of Rockefeller. And Rockefeller,
unless Congress
shows his age, well, I mean, Congress is the other. Rockefeller, if you think of the fellow 67 years of age, 66 or 7, even Rockefeller, he's a one-term. What do you think? It's a tough thing, isn't it?
Well, we've had, you know, De Gaulle went on till he was 78.
Yeah, I know. That's what I call it, really, old telling people.
Golder, Mark Mayer, 75. But still, it's a hell of a pace. Of the ones I know, Rockefeller has the best qualification.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm afraid Conley, if he doesn't watch himself, may kill himself with his financial operation.
I agree.
And
well, for example,
it's really using your name in a ruthless way.
He should not be involved with Armin Hammer, for example. Hammer is a slick, frankly, you know, kind of...
And he shouldn't use your name the way he is, because I'm afraid, take Saudi Arabia. He used the letter of introduction by you.
Come in.
To play.
I'm sorry. Very disinformed. One question that occurs to me.
Sure.
Have we received official word from the North Vietnamese about the...
No,
the prisoner.
No,
really?
No, no,
no.
Okay. We have had no
officials. No government. We aren't.